You know, I recently visited the home of one of the world's most recognizable rock stars.
Almost cut my hair.
That hair? Well, the long mane is a little more sparse these days. The walrusy mustache is full-on gray, but it was still recognizably David Crosby.
Get old, Fang! Attack! Attack!
Those are his three dogs there. He jokingly said their names are all Fang, and he commanded them to attack us. So here's a guy who was known as a collaborator with some of the biggest bands in the 60s and 70s, the Byrds, and of course Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Now he is going through a creative rebirth as a solo artist. His new album will be his third in less than 4 years. He works quietly right here on his ranch near Santa Barbara, California, overlooking his pool and the mountains, jotting things down as they come to him.
Pink notebook paper? That's like writing new songs?
Anything. Envelopes.
So you'll be sitting at this desk and just something will come to you? And
it's a lesson that Joni Mitchell taught me.
Yeah?
I said something to her and she said, write that down. I said, huh? She said, write that down. I said, why? Because it was good. If you don't write it down, it didn't happen.
Seems like such basic advice, but really important, because if you let those moments
really important. Go. When she said it didn't happen, I went, she's right.
Can you tell me what it says on one of those pages, or do I have to wait for the, next
album? Oh, that's secret rock star stuff, it's, man. Okay. You can't. No. Only no, but hell no.
So that lesson from Joni Mitchell, he put it to use on a new song called Sell Me a Diamond.
You wanted to sell me a diamond. I had been smitten with the phrase. Somebody used the phrase when they were talking about diamonds, of conflict-free. Conflict-free diamond.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was conflict-free. Such a beautiful concept that such a thing could be. So I hear this phrase, conflict-free, and it really appeals to me because we're in conflict all the time. We've been at war someplace on planet Earth my whole life.
Our colleagues at NPR who cover music, they write about that song and say that you have this way of not falling into kind of the peacenik, hippie cliches. Like you find a way to oppose the evil of the world, but making it personal. I mean, there's just some knack that you have.
Well, that's the job. Sell me a diamond. I have to know if this transaction is the key to letting go. If you want to talk about something, you can't go straight at it. It doesn't work that way. If you want to write about the Eiffel Tower, you don't say it's big and it's tall and it's made out of iron. You don't. You look at the Eiffel Tower through somebody's eyes who is watching it in the mist over their lover's head in Paris on a quiet night. And then you see the Eiffel Tower.
Can I be Joni Mitchell and say that you should write that down?
For a man who sings about conflict-free, he has been anything but. Crosby, Stills, and Nash is no longer, largely because of internal squabbles that David Crosby admits he was no small part of.
Bands go through an evolution. You start out and you're kind of in love with each other and it's all pretty exciting and you like each other's music. 40 years later, when it's devolved to turn on the smoke machine and play your hits and you don't like each other, it can really spoil the gift that you had in the first place, which was the music. So quitting it was like jumping off a cliff. What's happened since these records is like growing wings halfway down a cliff.
Hmm.
It's felt unbelievably great.
So David Crosby, totally at peace or not? This is 2006. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, along with Neil Young, came out calling for President George W. Bush to go. They were cheered and they were booed. Crosby likes the role the band played then and believes the protest movement wants him today.
We need to come out and be that voice for those people. I get an email about once every 2 or 3 hours saying, please, will you guys get over it and come back and be the voice.
And could you compartmentalize enough that whatever tensions there are personally, I mean,
absolutely.
It sounds like you want to be back out there with them.
Sure. I do. For this? Yeah.
But he doesn't see that happening. And in his solo music, there is a feeling of loneliness that comes through, reflecting on how he damaged relationships in his career and his life.
This is probably all my fault. This is the life I chose, for better or for worse. As one where finally I tell you where the truth grows.
Some of the lyrics you wrote, you're... So this is probably all my fault. This is the life I chose.
It's what came out. I have to cop to it. This has been my choice.
What is the your fault? I mean, the like people you've hurt or things you did to yourself? Or
yeah.
Both?
Yeah, you got to take responsibility for it. I did lots of harm to myself and to other people. Now, I've gone back to those people. It's what the things you do when you go into that 12-step thing. You go back and you find the people that you hurt. And you say, look, I was crazy, and I hurt you. And I'm apologizing, and I'm sorry.
I just think about your life. I mean, you weren't totally friendly to your body for a good while with drugs.
Boy, not. So totally not.
And your liver, I mean, you were within days of dying before a liver transplant. I mean, I don't say this to a lot of people, but I'm kind of amazed that you're
here,
still here.
Me too. Me too. There's no excuse for me being alive considering what I did. Look at all the people who did. Friends of mine. Jimmy. Janice. I've lost a lot of people. Why them dead? Why me alive? I think about it. I don't have that answer. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful I'm alive. I'm really grateful I'm writing. And this is the weirdest thing. I'm really grateful I can still sing. I know a lot of people who can't. And it's probably the greatest joy in my life, getting up and singing.
Here it's almost sunset, so why is the sun shining brighter? How can that be? How can I still see?
That was David Crosby. His new album is called Sky Trails.